Today at the 51st annual National Hockey League All-Star Game in Denver, the best players from North America face off against the best from the rest of the world. But don't be surprised if the player who rises above them all also happens to be a team owner. This will be Hall of Famer Mario Lemieux's first All-Star Game since he returned to competitive hockey in December after 3.5 years in retirement. Like most superheroes, Super Mario wears a business suit by day in the front office of the Pittsburgh Penguins. At night, he dons helmet and skates. Since his comeback, the man who recovered from Hodgkin's disease and debilitating career back injuries appears to be living up to his nickname. NPR's Tom Goldman has followed Lemieux's moves on the ice, and he joins us now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Leanne.
So how good has Mario Lemieux been? I mean, do you see any signs of rust?
Not to the naked eye. 16 games he's played, 16 goals, 16 assists. It's absolutely phenomenal. He was selected to the All-Star game after fewer than a dozen games, actually, and some grumbled that he hadn't yet earned his place. So he has made it easy for the league by performing so brilliantly since then. So, yes, he deserves to be there.
After being ill, he was off for more than 3 years. How can he be playing so well?
It is amazing. It helps that he started out as one of the greatest players ever when he came back. 35, which is how old Lemieux is getting up there in sports years, but he's still fit, and his incredible hands and touch with the puck never vanished. His legs are coming back. And plus, the league has effectively cracked down on the clutching and grabbing that hinders creative offensive players like Mario Lemieux, something he complained about bitterly when he retired 3.5 years ago. And the league apparently did something about it. Now he's taking full advantage.
So what has all of this done for the city of Pittsburgh?
Think of it this way. Think of this as the third time that Mario Lemieux has saved this team, the Pittsburgh Penguins. First as a player, when he came in as a rookie, and he immediately brought this lagging franchise to prominence and eventually won the Stanley Cup twice in 1991 and 92. Then, after he retired, he came back as an owner. He came in and bought the team and vowed to keep it in Pittsburgh when it was on the verge of being sold and moved. So that's not enough. We need a third time, and this is the third time, and he's done it again as a player. The Penguins this year were an underachieving bunch, and the other star player on the Penguins, Jaromir Jagr, was discouraged, and he was talking about being traded. And all of a sudden, Lemieux returns, and it was a very savvy move on his part. He probably sensed that he was the one guy who could energize Jagr, which he has, and as a result, the team has been energized.
What's it doing for the league?
A lot. Those numbers I talked about at the beginning, 16 games, 16 goals, 16 assists. How about 16 sellouts?
Wow.
And that's what the league loves most of all. He is the transcendent star the National Hockey League hasn't had since Wayne Gretzky retired in 1999. I keep thinking of the image of Lemieux's son the night Lemieux came back, and they took Lemieux's jersey, which had been retired 3.5 years ago. They brought it down from the rafters, and his son was on the ice, staring up wide-eyed, his mouth open. And that's really stuck with me, and I think that's how the hockey world has reacted, basically. And actually, I'll bet some of his opponents have been caught doing that, too, although they wouldn't admit it. For people who don't follow hockey but know of, say, Michael Jordan, this is similar. Just like Jordan was an automatic sellout wherever he played in the league, Lemieux is the player that someone in Ottawa or Anaheim or Dallas who might not otherwise pay a ticket to go see their home team, when they hear Lemieux's coming, they say, I'm going. And I should add, TV ratings are up too. So it's a real boost for a sport that frankly has always struggled to keep up with the three other major sports.
So do you think Super Mario can keep it up?
I do, and I think that's because of why he came back, and it's cliched and simple to say this, but I think he really meant what he said when he said he missed hockey and that he has a genuine passion for it. Because let's be clear about this, he does not need this. He's rich, he's famous, he's in the Hall of Fame, he's a successful businessman, and he proved his toughness already by coming back from Hodgkin's and back injuries, as you mentioned earlier. So really, there's one thing left to prove, and that's that he can take Pittsburgh to the championship again. And so I think it's a serious question to ask Mario Lemieux how long he will be around after he wins that Stanley Cup, if and when he wins that Stanley Cup for Pittsburgh. Until then, I think he's quite serious about sticking with this.
Mario Lemieux plays at today's 51st annual National Hockey League All-Star Game in Denver. NPR's Tom Goldman. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you, Leanne.